City of Chilliwack, and the Fraser Valley Regional District are among 21 local governments granted extensions by the province to either amend zoning bylaws, or to complete infrastructure upgrades, as required by provincial housing mandates. The extensions announced September 12 will give cities like Chilliwack that critical extra time they need to comply with rules, said Housing Minister Ravi Kallone, in a phone interview with the Chilliwack Progress. The housing minister had a few minutes Tuesday to talk about the 21 extensions granted to communities across the province, as he was rolling up his sleeves to take no fewer than 47 meetings with municipal leaders during the annual Union of BC Municipalities, UBCM, conference, September 16-20. BC's local governments are at various stages of readiness in terms of amending zoning bylaws and other changes to comply with the province's Homes for People Action Plan to deliver more homes, faster across BC, Kallone said. As of September 16, more than 91% of local governments, 172 of 188, had adopted the small-scale, multi-unit housing legislation by passing the required local bylaws for all areas where an extension was not requested. City of Chilliwack applied for an extension, however, and it was granted, allowing the city time to upgrade its infrastructure, specifically in a section of the Chilliwack proper neighborhood, an area surrounding Hazel Park. It means that Chilliwack now has until December 31, 2030 to comply with requirements for small-scale, multi-unit housing, SSMUH, legislation, instead of by the end of June 2024. Kallone said they hired an independent engineering firm to assess and decide on the extension requests. They found the applications filed by Chilliwack and FVRD were valid, based on the actual zoning and infrastructure needs for those parts of their communities, Kallone said. The two cases were quite clear, and came with solid evidence. Asked if the just-released UBCM's, stretched to the limit, report was a factor in granting the extensions, the minister replied, "No, not at all." The stretched to the limit report released September 12 points to three areas causing a trifecta of cost pressures on cities. The report points to gaps in services and funding due to increased homelessness, preparing for new housing mandates, and new responsibilities for emergency management during flood and fire seasons. Last year, the province laid out new housing mandates with sweeping legislation requiring local governments to fix outdated zoning rules and create capacity for more row homes, triplexes, and townhouses, paving the way for more of these type of multi-unit housing options for people and families with middle incomes. These changes are meant to lead to housing options people are looking for, whether it's seniors looking to downsize or young families searching for homes with outdoor spaces, the minister said. Local governments were required to make changes to zoning bylaws by June 30, 2024, to allow either a minimum of one secondary suite or detached accessory dwelling unit, a minimum of 3 to 4 dwelling units, or a minimum of 6 dwelling units near bus stops with frequent transit service, depending on location and population. 7 requests for extensions were denied. City of Chilliwack recently just kickstarted its own official community plan, OCP, review, which is also part of the housing mandates. The OCP review will be underway in Chilliwack from now until 2025, with pop-up community events for the public coming in October and November.